This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 3rd of March. I'm Susanna Streeter. Ukraine's central bank has sharply raised interest rates from 19.5% to 30% to try and curb inflation and prop up its currency. The new benchmark rate takes effect on Wednesday. It comes as the government in Kiev seeks a multi-billion dollar assistance program from the International Monetary Fund. Inflation is expected to hit at least 26% this year, and the hryvnia has tumbled sharply against the dollar since fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine last April. For a view from the financial markets, I asked Joe Saluzzi of Thimis Trading in New Jersey what the move showed about the extent of Ukraine's economic woes.
I think they're struggling. In the currency wars, there's certainly been a trend over the last couple of years now. And here's a country that's struggling. The currency was down over 60% over the last year, and they're trying desperately to support it. And an interest rate rise like that, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but it's certainly a desperate measure.
Desperate measure. The country is hoping for support from the International Monetary Fund. It's going to be cutting pensions and raising taxes. All of that kind of thing is very unsettling for an economy, isn't it? How would markets react to that? How are they reacting?
Well, today not necessarily too much, but I think what you have to be careful of is where the tentacles go. In other words, like when Greece first came out a few years ago, when there were some problems, people were worried about where were the Greek bonds? Who was holding them? Would that cause a derivative effect if somebody else was holding another instrument tied to those bonds? So I guess you have to kind of dig through and figure out, where is the liability in Ukraine and who's holding it, and could that cause a secondary effect?
As far as the U.S. markets are concerned, the Nasdaq dropped back from that high that it reached, a 15-year high yesterday, hasn't it?
It did. It came back, it went back down below 5,000. People were talking about that yesterday as a big number, but, really it was just a number. But I think what you're getting now is it's at a point where the market has run a bit quick here, a little bit too far, too fast, some would say. And there's an index, the CNN, the news organization, runs something called the Fear-Greed Index, and that's up around 70, which is pretty high, which usually tells you that on a greed scale, which usually tells you the market is kind of toppy at this point, and certainly feels that way, and it certainly feels like it's ready for a pullback.
That was Joe Saluzzi from Thimis Trading in New Jersey with some latest numbers now from the markets for you. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.5% at 18,203, and at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.7% at 68.89.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.